Good morning. This is Wyoming Debrief from Wyoming Public Radio News. It's Wednesday, August 12th. I'm your host, Charles Pelkey, with these news updates from around Wyoming. Firefighters are making progress on some of the wildfires that forced several areas to evacuate earlier this week. Southwest of Douglas, the Cold Springs Fire is about 2,000 acres and 70% contained. As of last night, there are no evacuation orders in place. Southeast of Lander, the Weiser Knoll Fire is at about 16,000 acres and 30% contained. An evacuation order is still in effect for the Twin Creek drainage east of Highway 28 and south of Highway 287. BLM lands in the area are closed to the public to give firefighters room to work. On the western side of the Wyoming Range, the Bear Fire still has High Lonesome Ranch in set stage, as in ready, set, go, for a possible evacuation. That fire is about 400 acres, 5% contained. Gusty winds earlier this week grounded aircraft and forced firefighters to pull out due to safety concerns. Check your county's Emergency Management Services website to sign up for email, text, and phone alerts in your area. State legislators passed a slew of laws this year aimed at preventing illegal voting and ensuring vote counts are accurate. That includes a hand count ballot audit, which the law says must include representatives of political parties to observe the audit process. Wyoming Public Radio's Jordan Uplinger reports.
Malcolm Irvin is the county clerk for Platte County. He says finding Republicans for the audit board is no problem. However,
I think it might be difficult for us to get Democratic or minor party participation, and that's going to be the driver of how many teams we can utilize to perform this audit. And so there's really a call out there to any folks that are affiliated with the Democratic Party, a minor party, or unaffiliated. If you're interested in helping, we're going to need it.
Irvin says voters can expect to see results as soon as 8:30 p.m. for smaller counties like Platte. The Secretary of State has requested clerks provide preliminary results by 10 p.m. on election night. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Jordan Uplinger.
COVID-era relief funding for rural transportation service providers is expiring. Wyoming News Now's Akili Bonner spoke with Aaron Johnson with the Wyoming Public Transit Association about what this means for local programs.
This surprised all of us.
Called 5311 funds, this federal money is dispensed through YDOT every year to rural transportation service providers to help operate, administrate, and maintain. However, according to YDOT, the carryover created by the one-time COVID relief funding in 2020 has been exhausted, meaning funding is set to return to, quote, traditional levels.
We did not understand what was going on at the time, and it surprised even YDOT how much was actually cut.
YDOT tells me $12.2 million in 5311 funding was awarded for this fiscal year, but for the next one that starts in October, only $8.9 million will be given. The Wyoming Public Transit Association has requested for a one-time appropriation of $3.2 million from the Wyoming Transportation Commission, just to keep many of these agencies afloat in their current capacities.
To help them stay where they're at. If they lose any of the funding, if they don't receive this extra $3 million to kind of help bridge that gap, we'll see a lot of programs decline.
I'm Akili Bonner, Wyoming News Now.
The Interior Department is reviewing federal wilderness policies across millions of acres of public lands, saying it could expand recreation access. As the Mountain West News Bureau's Rachel Cohen reports, conservation groups have concerns.
The policies oversee designated wilderness, some of the most protected public lands, where motorized vehicles and equipment are generally banned. They also cover wilderness study areas, places that could one day receive wilderness designation from Congress. Michael Carroll is with the advocacy group, the Wilderness Society. He says the review is broad and could change how these lands are managed.
Our deep concern is that they're going to basically change those regulations to allow more development, more road building, more access to these wild places.
But some recreation groups say lands without an official wilderness designation are just locked up while awaiting Congress. They want more access for things like off-road vehicles. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Rachel Cohen.
Officials have named the second pilot who died last week fighting a wildfire in Utah. Chris Anderson was from State Line, Nevada. The other pilot is Miles Elliott of California. Their helicopter crashed on Friday fighting the Wide Mouth 2 fire in the Fish Lake National Forest. Flags across Utah were lowered to half staff on Tuesday to honor them, and they will remain so until both men are buried. Utah Governor Spencer Cox praised Anderson and Elliott for dedicating their lives to serving others and said they made the ultimate sacrifice. The Wide Mouth 2 fire has burned nearly 123,000 acres. Five other firefighters have died at work this summer, three after being burned over by a fast-moving fire on the Colorado-Utah border, a Canadian helicopter pilot in Colorado, and then a fourth firefighter from the first incident later died from his injuries. And here's Ivy Engel with a lighter look at Wyoming news.
This is Around Wyoming. Here are some stories from around the state. Rollins is embracing its designation as the halfway point along the Continental Divide Trail. The Rollins Times reports the first inaugural halfway days combined not only a celebration of the location, but the nation's 250th, Wyoming Statehood Day, and the 10th anniversary of Rollins Gateway designation. The event hopes to provide thru-hikers on the trail a place to connect with fellow trekkers and to give the community a new celebration to look forward to. Meteetse has a new nod to history. The Cody Enterprise reports the huge mural on the side of the 1899 Mercantile Building features four portraits of people like Amelia Earhart and Chief Washakie, wildlife like bison and the black-footed ferret, the nearby landscape, and various ranch brands. A mountainous resident of R Park in Jackson just celebrated her fifth birthday. Buckrell reports, according to local lore, Danish artist Thomas Dambo coaxed down a giant mountain troll to watch over the banks of the park's pond. The massive Mama Mimi is built entirely out of recycled and locally sourced materials. She sits on the bank with one leg outstretched onto a small island. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Ivy Engel.
And here's today's Wyoming trivia question. When was the critically endangered black-footed ferret rediscovered in Wyoming? Send your answer to wyomingdebrief@gmail.com or by message on Instagram or Facebook. We'll be sure to give a shout-out to the first person with the right answer. As for yesterday's trivia question, what and when was the first motion picture made in Wyoming? It was a silent western called Wyoming Roundup, and it was filmed north of Rock River in 1904. While often referenced as Wyoming's first foray into the film industry, it appears that the movie has been lost. Congratulations to Jane Knutson, the first with the right answer. Well, that's it for today. Thank you for joining me, Charles Palkey, on Wyoming Debrief this morning. Have a great day and join me again tomorrow.